The Devil Within, the hit true crime podcast, is back with a terrifying journey into the mind of a madman. In the 1970s, New York City had it all. Hip-hop, punk rock, and the Son of Sam. The Devil Within, A Season in Hell, is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, listeners. I'm your host, Amara, and this is Black Girl Gone, a true crime podcast.
On this episode of Black Girl Gone, we tell the story of Kiara Henry, a 23-year-old woman who went missing after she traveled to Hawaii in July 2019. Kiara was last seen leaving a rental car agency on July 21st, 2019. 2 days later, the car was found abandoned at a state park. Inside the car were most of her personal belongings, including her ATM card and ID. But there was no sign of Kiara. 3.5 years later, she is still missing, and her family is still searching for her. What happened to Kiara, and where did she go July 21st, 2019? This is Kiara's story. It's been 3 years since the family of Kiara Henry last saw her, and they are preparing to spend another holiday and another New Year without her. Her story has faded from the local news headlines that featured her in the early days after her disappearance, but her family is still looking for her. Like in all missing person cases, there are many unanswered questions about what happened to Kiara after she arrived in Hawaii for what was supposed to be an amazing vacation. Her family described her as adventurous and a lover of the outdoors and hiking, so I'm sure her solo trip to Hawaii was not a surprise to them. What was a surprise was that Kiara never came back from that trip. Kiara Henry was born on March 7, 1997 in San Diego, California, where she was raised by her parents, Monica and Kevin Henry, who had 4 children, 3 girls and a boy. Kiara was the second oldest. In 2020, Monica spoke to the Vanish podcast about her daughter's case, and she said in that interview that Kiara was premature, and because of that, she might have spoiled her a little bit more than she should have. But according to Monica, she and her husband doted over all of their kids, and they were all really close. Growing up, they took trips to Disneyland and spent a lot of time together. Monica said that their desire to spend more time with their children led her and Kevin to retire early. They both wanted to spend their time focusing on raising their children. The family ended up moving from San Diego to a small town in Nevada. Monica said it was a more family-oriented environment, and so for them, it was a better place to raise their family. Kiara attended high school in Nevada and played basketball and ran track. Her mom said she was a really good basketball player, but at one point, she was #1 in the state of Nevada for track. Monica said that she was good at everything that she did. After high school, the family moved back to San Diego. Kiara, like a lot of young people, was undecided about what she wanted to do next. Monica said that she was a free spirit, and Kiara was trying to find her path. Once she moved back to San Diego, those close to her said that she started getting into art. Throughout high school, she had always been focused on sports, but as an adult, her interests had shifted. She had started drawing, and so she started taking art classes. And she had enrolled in some online college courses as well, but it wasn't really her passion, according to Monica. Kiara wanted to be free to move around. She wanted to be outdoors. That was her passion. During her time in San Diego, she had also begun volunteering, which was something that she also really enjoyed. But all Kiara seemed to really want was the freedom. her dream was to travel the world, explore new places, and spend time outdoors. According to Monica, Kiara had started traveling places by herself, getting up and going whenever she felt like it. LA, Arizona, and Vegas were all destinations that she drove to. It was something that everyone kind of knew about Kiara. She didn't stay in one place for very long. In the months before she disappeared, Kiara, according to her family, was spending most of her time either drawing or being outside. That was when she wasn't traveling to a new destination. In 2019, Kiara decided that she wanted to travel to Hawaii. According to her family, it was a place that Kiara had always wanted to go, and so her parents weren't surprised when she discussed the idea with them. Monica said in her interview with the Vanish podcast that Kiara told them that she wanted to go to Hawaii and stay for a month. Her lease on the apartment that she was renting was going to be up in August, and so she wanted to go to Hawaii and then find a new place when she came back. Monica, however, suggested that she stay for 2 weeks instead of a month to see if she liked it first. Then, if she did, she could extend the trip. Now, unlike a lot of Kiara's solo trips, this one wasn't spontaneous. She had discussed her plans with her parents, and so they did know that she was going to Hawaii. Kiara made the arrangements for her trip, and on July 11, 2019, she flew from San Diego to the island of Oahu in Hawaii. Once she arrived, she checked into the Turtle Bay Resort, but her family isn't sure of her activity while she was there. However, they do know that she arrived safely. Kiara stayed on the island for a few days, and then on July 17th, she flew to the island of Maui, where she checked into the Ashton Hotel, and she stayed there for one night. And then on the 19th, she checked into the Ashton Hill Resort, where she planned to stay until the 21st. What is known about Kiara's activities once in Maui comes from the investigation that took place after she went missing. And that's because shortly after she arrived in Hawaii, Kiara stopped communicating with her family. Monica said that when she first arrived, she and her daughter were texting back and forth, but then she stopped responding to her messages, and she didn't respond to anyone else's messages either. Kiara had an iPhone, and so they could see that she was reading the messages that she was getting. She just wasn't responding. Her sister was the last person to speak to her on July 13th, 2 days after she arrived in Hawaii. Now, after Kiara checked into the Ashton Hills Resort, she booked a few tours for herself. The first tour was a bus tour of the island that she took on July 19th. People on the tour and at the hotel recall seeing her and say that she appeared to be happy and enjoying herself. On July 20th, she took another tour. This one was a hiking tour with Hike Maui, which is a tour company on the island. Nothing about Kiara on the tour she took or in any of her interactions with people that were there indicated that anything was wrong. Now, although her family was concerned about her lack of communication, that wasn't completely out of the ordinary for Kiara. Her mom said that she was a bad texter, and so even when her iMessages turned from blue bubbles to green, they figured that maybe something had just happened to her phone. Now, usually the communication stops once a person is known to be missing. But in this case, it had been days since Kiara had spoken to her family. However, we know that she was alive and well during that time because of the movement that she was making that was able to be tracked. On July 21st, as scheduled, Kiara checked out of the Ashton Hills Resort. After she checked out, she asked to use their computer, which she used to book a flight home to San Diego for July 29th. And then she tried to book a stay at another resort called the Sugar Beach Resort. However, the resort, for one reason or the other, didn't have a room available, and the owner emailed her back to tell her that the room was not available. However, it's not known if Kiara got that email. Now, she also booked a rental car at Hertz Rental, which was located at the airport. The car rental was supposed to be for one day, and then it would be returned on the 22nd. Kiara took a cab to the airport, where she is seen on surveillance footage entering the front door of the rental place. She rents a black 2018 Nissan Sentra, and at 2 p.m., she is again seen on surveillance driving out of the parking lot of the Hertz. It's the last time anyone ever saw Kiara. After her sister last spoke to her on the 13th, no one in her family had spoken to her. At first, they could see that she was reading the messages that they were sending, and her phone was ringing. But not long after that, her phone began going straight to voicemail, and their messages were not going through. Her dad, Kevin, said that he thought that maybe Kiara was upset about something, and that's why she wasn't communicating with them. Once her phone started going to voicemail, they thought that maybe something had happened to her phone. I mean, so much of what was happening was kind of normal for Kiara. She wasn't the best communicator. She was kind of a loner, and she would travel places without telling her family where she was going. But even still, her family was becoming more and more concerned about her whereabouts. I mean, after all, she wasn't in LA or Nevada. She was all the way in Hawaii, alone. They tried not to think the worst and waited for Kiara to contact them. But a few days after she was last seen at Hertz, her family received a disturbing call, and they knew that something was very wrong. On July 23rd, officials at the Waianapanapa State Park first noticed a vehicle that appeared to be abandoned. The car was a black 2018 Nissan Sentra, the car Kiara had rented. 2 days later, police were called to the park, where they arranged to have it towed back to Hertz once they discovered it was a rental. Now, at the time, police had no idea why the vehicle was there, but it doesn't appear that the rental car company had reported the car stolen since it was supposed to have been returned on the 22nd. But nonetheless, the car was towed back to Hertz. Once Hertz got the car, they started to clean out the vehicle. And when they did, they found all of Kiara's personal belongings. The last time anyone saw Kiara was 5 days earlier, and her family had no idea that she was missing or that the car she had rented had been left at a park for days. But the mystery about what happened to Kiara had just begun. In July 2019, Kiara Henry traveled to Hawaii for what was supposed to be a 2-week-long vacation. But not long after her trip, for reasons that are unknown, Kiara stopped communicating with her family. After checking in and out of 3 different hotels on 2 different Hawaiian islands, Kiara rented a car at the airport. But days later, the car was found abandoned, with all of her personal belongings inside. But there was no sign of Kiara. On July 26th, 5 days after Kiara left the Hertz rental car, the car she was driving was towed back to Hertz. When employees began to clean out the car, they found several of Kiara's personal belongings inside. In the back seat, they found her luggage, which was a black duffel bag with all of her clothing. They also found a black shirt and jeans, which she had worn on the 21st, on the floor in the back of the car. In the front, they found her socks and sneakers on the floor. And in the middle console, they found her credit card and ID. However, her cell phone and keys for the car were not inside, and Neither was a backpack that she had been seen wearing. Now, after her things were found, Hertz contacted Kiara's family to let them know that her belongings had been found and that the car she rented was found abandoned. Her family had already been suspicious about what was going on with Kiara, and the car from the rental car agency was confirmation that something wasn't right. After speaking with Hertz, her family contacted the police and reported Kiara missing. 2 days later, on July 28th, the police in Maui issued a public plea for information regarding the whereabouts of Kiara Henry. Now, July 29th was the day that Kiara was supposed to fly back from Hawaii. There was always the possibility that she would show up before then, but Kiara never showed up for her flight, and the search for her went into high gear. But it was clear from the beginning that this case was going to be a challenge. The area where the car was found is huge, and searching it was going to take time. Luckily for the Henrys, people in the community volunteered to help search for their daughter. And then they also traveled to Hawaii so that they could search for her themselves. Once her family got to Hawaii, they began to learn more about Kiara's movements in the days before she went missing. They learned about her travels from Oahu to Maui and about her plans to leave on the 29th. They also spoke to the staff at the hotel where she was staying, who told them that Kiara seemed fine. They also learned that the odometer on the rental car showed that Kiara had gone straight to the park after leaving Hertz, which to them meant that it must have been part of her plan from the beginning. Now, even though the reservation didn't go through, it appeared that Kiara's plan was to stay at a hotel from the 22nd to the 29th, but she had not booked a room anywhere that they could find for the 21st. Her family thinks that maybe she was planning to sleep in the car that night and then check into the hotel the following day. It's believed that she did change her clothing, and that's why the clothing that she wore was inside the car. Also, there was the t-shirt that she was seen wearing earlier in the trip that was missing. Now, they were able to also get copies of Kiara's phone records. They hoped that it would tell them and give them a clear picture about what her plans were and who, if anybody, she was communicating with. But what they found and did not find created more questions. The last ping on her cell phone was from a tower in Oahu on July 12th, the day before her family said they last spoke to her. Then there is no activity on her phone again until the 21st. And during that time, her family's calls had begun going to voicemail and their texts were not going through. So the next time that the phone pings is when it connects to Wi-Fi at the Ashton Hill Resort on the 21st at around 11 a.m. At that time, Kiara made no attempt to contact her family to update them on her plans. Along with many other questions is the question about why Kiara's phone was off and why she didn't contact her family to tell them what was happening. In the beginning, I thought that Kiara using the hotel computer was consistent with the fact that maybe her phone was broken, but it doesn't explain why she would not have contacted her family at that time to update them. With little evidence to go by, the police could not determine whether or not foul play was involved or if there had been an accident. There was also the possibility that Kiara was missing voluntarily. Her family said that she was free-spirited and spontaneous. Maybe she had changed her mind and decided to go somewhere else. The problem with that, however, was the fact that she left her ID behind, which she would need to leave the island. And there had been no activity on her bank account. Her family also didn't believe that she would have just left all her things behind. The Wai Anapanapa Park, where the rental car was found, is a densely populated wooded area. And so there was also the possibility that Kiara had gone back to the park after she had toured it a few days before and went there to explore on her own and maybe had gotten lost or hurt. But the searches that had been done in that area had found nothing. There was also a possibility that Kiara had gone into the water, either on purpose or by accident, and then drowned or got swept away by a current. Searches for Kiara continued for weeks. Volunteers used jet skis and helicopters to search the area. People also volunteered to hike the trails, and people with search dogs brought them in to assist. The support from the community was overwhelming. The Henrys were not from Hawaii, and so having a group of strangers join them in their search was a big help. Her family offered a $10,000 reward for any information, and the police did get some tips, but none of them led to Kiara's whereabouts. After 59 days in Hawaii searching for their daughter, the Henrys went back to San Diego. They had started a Facebook page called Help Find Kiara Henry, and they posted a letter to their page to thank the community. And the letter said in part, "To the community of Maui, it's now been 59 days since Kiara was last seen. Sadly, we still don't have any substantial information about her whereabouts. It's been gut-wrenching not knowing where our daughter is or what may have happened to her. We leave your beautiful island today with our heads hung very low. After 2 months of searching, we need to handle things at home and regroup so we can plan our next steps. We will be back to search for Kiara again." After returning to San Diego, her family vowed to continue their search for her, and they went back to Hawaii 4 separate times before the pandemic in 2020 restricted their ability to travel. That year, they raised the reward for information to $15,000, but still, they did not receive any credible leads. They were rightly frustrated, but they were still holding out hope. Any evidence that could have been in the car was lost when it was towed back to Hertz and clean. And so if there had been someone else in the car, there was no way to tell now. Her father, Kevin, spoke to Hawaii News Now and said, quote, "It almost feels like a dead end. We have nothing to go on. We have no new leads. Every day, we're just trying to see where that day takes us. Especially since we're here on Maui. We've just been every day searching as best we can." In July 2020, the Maui Police Department set up a tip line designated for information about Kiara's disappearance. And a few tips did come in, but nothing that was helpful. Police have not spoken much about their investigation, but they have not found any evidence to suggest this was a case of foul play. And so the questions about what happened to Kiara and where she went after she parked her rental car remain. In August 2021, the reward for information rose to $25,000. But as of today, that has not led to any new information either. It's now been nearly 3.5 years since Kiara got on a plane to Hawaii and then disappeared 10 days later. For the past year, there has not been much information about Kiara's case in the public, and there doesn't appear to be any new developments in her disappearance. In a lot of cases, I assume police know more than they are telling the public, and that may be the case in this situation, but I doubt it. The Henrys have been very vocal about Kiara's disappearance, and so I'm sure if they had any information that they knew would help bring her home, they would tell us. The fact that it had been 5 days between when Kiara was last seen and when her car was towed back to Hertz meant that a lot of time had gone by, and there's no way to know what, if any, evidence was lost during that time. Kiara would be 26 years old now. She grew up in a close-knit family, and these years have been hard for them. They always knew that Kiara was a free spirit, someone who wanted to travel and see the world. But they also know that she wouldn't just leave without an explanation. There are not a lot of details about what happened to her or the investigation that followed. And there are questions that her family may never get the answer to. There may have been an accident while Kiara was hiking, or maybe she went for a swim and got swept away by the current, or maybe someone saw her alone and took advantage of her. In light of the limited information that we have, I believe that all three possibilities are equally plausible. But no matter what happened to Kiara, her story deserves to be told. Because when someone is missing, there's always a possibility that they can be found, or that their family can at least get answers. Please share Kiara's story. There may be someone who was visiting Hawaii during that time and has no idea that she is missing, but may remember something or may have seen something that could help this family. Kiara Henry was last seen on the island of Maui in Hawaii at 2 p.m. driving a black 2018 Nissan Sentra on July 21st, 2019. The car was found 2 days later, parked at the Waianapanapa State Park. Kiara is 5'3" and weighed 105 pounds at the time of her disappearance. If you have any information about her disappearance or remember seeing anything, please contact the Maui Police Department.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Make sure you subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. It also helps our show grow. As always, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook.